Okay, everybody reset your watches. Abba Josh is here. 8:15 sharp. Okay, give it to us, Abba Josh. We're holding right by the new Mishnah on Daf Chaf. A guy, now there's a lot of different shittas about what the situation is over here. It could be that a guy says, I remember something, but I was not quite awake. Did I actually say I was a nazir more than once? Or it may be that the guy even is makrish, and he can't be makrish connected edim. But in any event, if there were two sets of edim that were me'id, one group says he made himself a nazir twice. The other one says he made himself a nazir five times. Now, there's not the issue over here is what is the other guy, the victim of the testimony? What is he saying? I mean, if he's not saying anything, so then you might say that we view this as shtika kahoda and has nothing to do with the edut. I mean, if somebody walks in and says that he was a nazir five times, and he just sits there and looks at them dumbly, and we can say, well, if he doesn't say anything about it, it's as if he's told us he's a nazir five times, and then we have responsibility, like Beis Din does for any mitzvah, to say to see to it that people keep their mitzvot. But as the Rishonim explain, there's no issue of shtika kodah here, but for two very different reasons, very important reasoning. The two questions, the two approaches revolve around this issue. Is shtika kehoda'ah simply a psychological fact, or is it a legal fact? In other words, if we have over here a guy who hears somebody saying, I'm a nazir five times, and he doesn't say anything about it, does that mean that he's basically told us he's a nazir five times? If that's the case, I need to explain why here. We're interested in figuring out whether technically we have an edut or not. Because the guy already just basically told us, yeah, it's true. So whether the edut stands up or not is irrelevant. So some Rishonim, including some of the Tosfos, they learn that the guy in this case is not considered to be shotek kehoda'ah because he is thinking to himself, if these guys can't get their act together and decide what I said, I don't have to argue with them. They're too stupid to argue with. Nobody's going to take him seriously anyway, and I don't take him seriously. But the Tosfos Rit says that the pshat is that since the Edut doesn't stand, there's nothing that he was moda to, which is a legal issue. In other words, you can't tell me that I'm moda unless, just because you've assessed my da'at in a particular way, unless there was a legally standing statement to which I subscribe. Over here, there was no statement that I was moded to, because technically speaking, I have to first decide the statement. Then we can decide whether you were moded to the statement. If the witnesses are makrish each other, there was no statement. They said, but you were shotek. That indicates that you agreed. It doesn't indicate anything. I could agree from today till tomorrow. To what? So this is a very different approach. But in any event, everyone agrees that we don't have the issue of shtika kodah for one reason or another. And therefore, we have to establish whether these witnesses are enough to be mechayev them or not. So Beit Shammai omrim nechleka ha'edut ve'in kan nezirut. So according to Beit Shammai, we have over here a hakhasha, and there's no nezirut here because one group is saying one thing, one group is saying another thing. They're contradicting themselves, and we cannot accept either. Beit Hillel omrim. In what sense are they contradicting themselves? Only in the last three. I mean, if the guy is saying five, he's agreeing to two. By the way, of course, it's talking about that they claim to be reporting the same event. You know, they're saying on the morning, Tuesday morning, he got up. I mean, otherwise, it's not even an edut. So Beit Hillel is saying, the guy that's saying five is not saying not two, he's agreeing to the two. So we've got basically two sets of edut that are agreed about two. Now you say, there's something that they disagree about. So then for that something, enochinami, the edut doesn't stand. Now the matnitin, the loki aitana. Our Mishnah is clearly not following the approach of the following Tana, in the machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, לא נחלקו בית שמי ובית הלל על שתי קטעי עדים, אחת אומרת שתיים ואחת אומרת חמש, יש בכלל חמש, שתיים. There is no such machloket. Even Beit Shammai agrees. Where you have two sets of witnesses, and one set is saying two, and one is saying five, that certainly the five is not saying not two, is also saying two. So we can't now have any type of hakasha on the two, and therefore, what's the problem? The machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel amanech leku al katachat. Two people walk in, each one saying something else. Achad omer shtayim, v'achad omer chamesh. In that case, Beit Shammai says, look, if you want to put two people together to make an edut, then they have to be in agreement. They can't be reporting two separate events. If one of them is saying, the fact that even you can include, see, when it comes to akhasha, each testimony stands. Now you're saying, but my testimony doesn't stand. Somebody says you're wrong. No, they're not. They're saying I'm wrong. Is there somebody that says that our group that says this guy is a nazir twice, that we're wrong? No. They're saying five. Oh, we disagree with that, but they're agreeing to our two. They're even Beit Shammai is murder. But to put two people together to make a testimony, they have to be in concurrence. They're not in concurrence. And therefore you have a split testimony, and you don't have a cut of a deal. So it's there that Beit Hillel says, even in that case, Yesh B'chal Chamesh Tayim, we effectively ignore the rest of the statement. So our Mishnah that reports the Machloket of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel to be discussing two separate Kitei Edim is obviously not the sheet of Rav Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Brok, according to whom everybody was agreed in that case that Yesh B'chal Matayim Mona, Yesh B'chal Chamesh Tayim. Omar Rav, Hakol Modim B'moneh. Everybody is agreed. If you're counting, then Tarsus' approach is, if you're counting, then you're disagreeing. Now, what exactly does that mean? I'll get to the other approach in a minute. I actually personally like the other approach better. If you're counting, you're disagreeing. Omar le Rav Chama le Rav Chista. My karma, what exactly does it mean? If you're counting. I mean, Ilema. If what he's trying to say is in a case where one guy says five and not two, echad velo shtayim, chamesh velo shtayim, and the other group says, echad, the other man says, echad omer, no, it's two, not five. Well, I mean, isn't that rather obvious? That over there they're contradicting each other. They're not saying, yesh bechlal chamesh shtayim. I'm telling you that's not what happened. If you say that's not what happened, we can't read into that, but you're basically agreed on two. I mean, now, Kamakrashi Adari, why would Rav need to tell us in a case like that that everybody agrees that it's not going to join together as one testimony? Therefore, what we have to say is that Rav is telling us a chiddush, and monen means like this. Echad omer, one of them is sitting there telling the court, okay, well, what happened is he said, I'm a nazir, and then he went ahead and he said it again, and then the other guy says, And he said it a third time, and he said it a fourth time, and he said it a fifth time. So Rav is saying, don't add those. What he's saying is, one of the guys is sitting there looking like the thinker saying, was one, two. The other guy is saying, blah, three. In other words, not at all like you're saying. So in other words, what in this case, since they're counting, they seem to be reliving the event. And the second guy is rejecting what the other guy is saying. So that we view it nonetheless as a kasha. That's the case that Rav is saying. So echad omer, echad u'shtayim, echad omer shalosh, arba chamesh. Says the Gemara, according to this approach, does this his approach, and the Rosh's approach, halomali. Why do we need to interpret the statement the way Rav is interpreting it? Namely, that the guy who's saying 3, 4, and 5 is rejecting what the other guy is saying. Does that make sense? Mahashti yesh lomer chamirata amar rav. Kilata lo amar. Now, the omar rav makes no sense, according to their girsa. Because we're not talking about rav, we're talking about what the guy is saying. So cut out the words omar rav, according to the Russian Tosfos, okay? So the way to read it is, holomali, why should we have that interpretation? Hashti yesh lomer chamirata amar. Kilata lo amar. If the guy is saying 3, 4, 5, which is the more chomer. He's adding cases. I mean, obviously, he's got to agree that there was one and two, or he can't say three, four, and five. So why don't we just say that he's dreaming along with the other guy? The other guy says one, two, and the other man says three, four, five. So why not interpret it like that? Why should Rav go l'chumra? And indeed, Amri b'ma'arava, ein hakhasha b'monet. Indeed, they say in Eretz Yisrael, not like Rav, that if people are counting, then the one who's counting three, four, and five is certainly agreeing to one and two. Not like Rav. Okay, that's one approach. Now there's another approach that the Meiri brings from Rashi. He had the Rashi on Nazir. And he says that according to Rashi, the meaning of the Gemara is Hakol Modim B'Moneh in the other direction. Hakol Modim B'Moneh, that is definitely not considered to be Akhasha. To which the Gemara says, well, what do you call Moneh? I mean, if it's Chamesh Velo Shtayim, I mean, Ein Lecha Akhasha Golo Mizeh, Rav couldn't be saying that over there it's not Akhasha, which fits much better. I mean, it's, right? Because, I mean, the Gemara is saying, like this, the other way, we'd have to learn means it's so obvious, do you need to tell me? But that's not what the word usually means. Seems to be saying, how could you say they agree? They don't agree. They're being makhish each other. So according to Rashi, it works out fine, right? How can you say that they're in agreement? Even they're disagreeing. One is saying five and not two, and the other saying two and not five. So that cannot be what you mean by Moneh. Ella, so it must be, that one is saying Chat V'Shtayim, one is saying Shalosh Arba Chamesh, says the Gemara Halamali, which is what Halamali always means. What do you got to tell me that for? I mean, Marach in a case, Hashle Shomer Chamirata, if the guy was saying the first three, he wasn't saying the first two, Kilat Olam, of course he was saying the first two. So it works out beautifully. And indeed, Amri b'ma'arav, exactly like Rav said. That ain't a kasha b'moneh. Now there's another approach, which is the Tosas Ritz approach, that Rav is not referring to the Edim, that they're being moneh, but that what the Edim are reporting, that the guy was being moneh. So if the Nazir himself was being moneh, and he was saying, I'll be a Nazir once, I'll be a Nazir twice. I'll be a Nazir three times. And one eight says once, twice. The other guy says three times, four times, five times. So then there's no akasha. There's no akasha because maybe the other guy wasn't there for the other times. I mean, they're reporting on things in which there's no reason. Did he say once? Yeah. Did he say two times? Yeah. Did he say three times? I didn't hear him. Okay, so you didn't hear him. So, but he heard him. So, okay, but there's certainly no akasha. So then that would be the point. In which case, the Gemara would be asking, I need you to tell me that. Hashtei shlomer chamirata. If in a case where they really were makash each other, in a case where you're talking about five and two, nonetheless, we're ready to say that it's not akasha. I mean, Goshke in this case, it's not even, there's nothing to be makash. Nobody's even reporting akasha. I mean, it stands on its own without anybody telling me. And indeed, Amri b'marav ein akasha b'moneh. Okay, so we have three approaches. There's a fourth approach, which is the Mefarsh's approach, which makes it dependent in Rav's opinion in the Yerushalmi, which is fascinating. You'd never do that except in Nazir because of its relationship, Nazir and Nadorim, to the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. But in any event, I think these three approaches are good. So, Hadron Alach, Misha Amar,
Li Neder, Vamton Ha'alika Perek,
Misha Amar, again, you want to try to identify these broken, huh? Misha Amar Kama, Misha Amar Batra. Misha Amar Harini Nazir. A guy says, I'm a Nazir. And Shamaka Virov Amar Vani. And another guy says, Vani. Now we're going to see in the Gemara, there's a question about whether we're talking about.
We're talking about, yeah.
Are we?
I'm awake,
yeah. So we're actually talking about it. Yeah, we are talking about it.
Because of that, you know.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
One, two, already.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see in the Gemara that it's not clear whether they're all referring back to the first guy's Nizirut, or whether this is a chain. Two is Tofis in one, three is Tofis in two, and so on. So Kulam Nizirim, Hutar Harishon, Hutru Kulam. So if the first guy becomes Mutter, since they're all either directly dependent or ultimately dependent on number one's Nizirut, so if his Nizirut is Batel, because he asks it to a Chokham who's Materin, so then all of them are now Mutarim. Hutar ha'acharon, ha'acharon mutar, hukulam asuri. However, the other way around, if the last guy goes ahead, so then that will not affect anybody else's nizirut. Now again, that would be true even if it's not a chain, but it isn't saying very much if it's not a chain. Okay, but again, the Gemara will discuss this.
Did they all hear the first guy?
They all heard the first guy if you hold that the approach is that they're all being matfis in the first guy. Amar Areni Nazir. And instead of saying Vani, Shamacha Virova Amar Pi Kepiv, Usari Kisaro, I think I was going to ask what's the Kiddush in that case. Areze Nazir. Areni Nazir Vishama Ishto, Vamra Vani. So his wife also wants to be a Nazira. He could still be Mayfair at Shalah. Because he never indicated that he approves of her Nizirut. So he could be made for hers. Of course, it would not have any impact on his own. Rishulo Kayam. If she, however, is the one who says, Areni Nizira, Vishama Ba'ala V'amar Ba'ani, if he turns around and says, me too, so that indicates approval for her Nizirut. At this point, he can no longer be made for. Eino Yochola Afer. We'll see, there's a question in the Gemara. Whether this is because the Baal is Miyakir Aka, therefore of being Oker her Nazirut, he would be Oker his own, which he can't do. Or whether because once you're Mekayim, and Ani is Mashba, you're Mekayim, even though it's only for that moment, once you're Mekayim, you can't now go ahead and be Mefer, which is the way we ended up, we discussed this earlier. Right. Hareini Nazir. Now, if he says, I am a Nazir, and then he turns to his wife, and you, dear, v'at? And she says, Amen, it's a great idea. Meferet Shalah, because in asking her, what do you think? He's not necessarily approving of her being a Nazir. He wants to see what she thinks about this whole idea. So she says, Amen. He says, well, not you. Meferet Shalah v'shlo kayam. If she says, Areini Nazira, and you, dear, v'ata? And then he says, Amen. So then he's approving of her Nizirut. And therefore, no yachol afer. Yosef Rish Lakish came in the Rabbi Yonah Nesiyah. Now Rish Lakish was sitting in Barnea's neighborhood, just talking with Rabbi Yonah Nesiyah. V'yati v'ka'amar, and he was saying, that even though the Mishnah discusses a case of Misha Amar Eni Nazir, and we have two people being matched. One hears it says Vani, and the other guy hears it says Vani. It's not a chain. They all have to be matvis betoch kedei dibur of the first guy. V'kama toch kedei dibur kedei she'elat shalom. And when we say toch kedei dibur, that is the amount of time it takes to greet someone. And when we say greet, what do we mean? Kama kedei she'elat shalom. Greet whom? Kedei she'omer shalom talmid l'rab. It has to be shalom alecha rabbi, which is the time it takes to say three words. So that means that now, if that would be the case, says Rabbi Yudin Isiyah to him, that doesn't make any sense. Because if the idea of Shalom Alecha Rebbe is that Shalom Alecha Rebbe is meant not to be a hafsaka, we saw that there were even some shitot who said that the meaning of choosing that shiur is because what would you do if you are a Talmud and your Rebbe passes by and you want to say Vani? And now you were mafsik to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. That means now you should be able to continue. Because it's not considered to be a hafsik. But if that's the case, we could actually have three vanis. Because if you've got now the first guy, the second guy, and the third guy, a Talmud who said Shalom Alecha Rebbe is right at the end of the time allotted to him to now talk, because it wasn't hafsaka. So he should be able to say vani too. But the way you're learning, says Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya to Reish Lakish, you're saying that he would be basically a fourth guy, and a fourth guy cannot actually join. But so then what's the point of the shir of Shalom Alech Haredi? Tuv lo shavakta ravakha la talmida. You're not allowing any leeway to this poor Talmud who's trying to become a Nazir. And just then his Rebbe walks by, and he says, Shalom Alech Rebbe, Vani. We said, sorry, Vani is too late. It's already three words. Reish Lakish only allowed you to have two words. You've got to get it in the third word. Ah, it doesn't make sense. Now, what Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya might be saying is that the whole thing is ridiculous. So then, in fact, each one is being matfis in what the previous one said. Therefore, you could go to 1,000. You don't need... That's not clear which element of Reish Lakish is disagreeing with.
Did you have took the word from the previous Ani?
Yeah. Then it could go on forever. The way you're learning, you have to be matfis in the first guy, so then you don't leave room for the other guy. Or he may be disagreeing on the shir. And he's saying, Shalom Alech Rebbe leaves room for one more Vani anyway. Because that's the idea. So, that part isn't clear. Now, Lamaisa, the Tanya Nami Ochi that the Gemara brings now is not a raya to the question about whether you're being matfis in the first guy or being matfis in the last guy. But it is a raya about the shir of Toch Kedei Dibur, and that the Toch Kedei Dibur doesn't allow you to join in right at the end of it. That much is true. So Tanya Nami Ochi, like the assumption that Reish Lakish is making, namely that given, which is not necessarily a given, but given that everybody's being matfis in the first guy, that then Shalom Alech Rebbe would in fact be absent. Tanya Nami Ochi, Misha Amar Areni Nazir, V'shamach Haviro V'shah Kedei Dibur, if he waits to say Shalom Alech Rebbe, and then he says V'amarani, then only the first guy is us, and the second guy is mutar. So who asur v'chaveru mutar v'kama kedei dibur kedei she'elat shalom talmid l'rav. So here we see that you do not have a revocha l'talmida after the shalom alech rav. As far as the question of whether Reish Lakish is right, that's another issue. In other words, it may be you could chain for 1,000, not only for 2. So for that, we say, as the Gemara, Lema Misayei, let us see whether we can prove from the Mishnah that Reish Lakish is indeed right in saying that the case over here is Bedavka case, where there were only 2 people. Because look at what it says in the Mishnah. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir. V'shamach Haveiro V'amar V'ani. V'ani. How come it doesn't say any more than that? V'tulo. How come no more? I'll tell you how come no more. Because by that point, you're over the shear of Toch Kedei Dibur. So it must be that they're all being matfis in the first guy, the way Reish Lakish was learning. And that ain't a chinami. We could only support 2 guys. Or, if it doesn't mean that they're all being matfis in the first guy necessarily, but that they all have to be within the Shelat Shalom of the first guy. Nu, says the Gemara, that's a raya. Tana ki ruch lalich shevaleza. What do you think the Tana is anyway? A salesman has got to keep repeating the thing to he's supposedly talking to intelligent people. I mean, if you understand that Vani means atvasa to this guy, so then what's he have to keep talking for? You say, well, you could have made it clear whether you meant tokdaha. That's exactly the point. I don't like to make things clear. We keep them guessing. Next thing you know, Richie would fall asleep if we make things too clear. We gotta keep him guessing. So we'll see tomorrow whether indeed the way to learn the Mishnah is that they're all going back to the first guy. See, maybe it's pretty early. Huh? We could continue a little bit, yeah? Yeah, we could. So you expect the Tana to just go on forever. V'litznechad. So then why can't we just say one? If I say one of them, then Velishma Inanachi. Then you're telling me that Tana doesn't have to be the Avon man. She didn't have to say Vani Vani either. If he's just trying to tell me the din of Atvasa, he could have said one Vani. I mean, what's this 2 Vanis? If you're telling me 2 Vanis, That sounds pretty significant, two and not three. Because otherwise, if you're not coming to teach me that halacha, you could have stopped after the first vani. Hachinani! Ain't Hachinami, he could have. But note the construction of the Mishnah. Mishum diktani sefer, hutar rishon, hutar utru kulam. Hutar acharon, acharon, hutar v'kulam asurin. What we want to do over here is we want to leave open the issue of the others. You want to say, maybe it may mean a chain. So I need to talk about a case where there are others beside the first one. In order for me to do that and to discuss the whole Sefer, I need to introduce it with at least three people. So therefore, I say, otherwise, how could I say Kulam? Which Kulam? They'll look at me like I'm crazy. You all just said there was a guy that came along. So since that's the case in the Sefer, Michlal de'ika im tsa'is, obviously there was a guy in the middle. If there was a guy in the middle, I need to talk about him. Mishum hachi katani va'ani, and that's why we need to at least say the first two cases. Iboilo. My question, however, is, chad b'chavrei matris, or dilma b'kamoi matris? How do we read the Mishnah? Is one guy being matris his neder in the one immediately before, or do we always need to go back to the first one? L'may naf kamina, the difference will be, of course, about the tfusei v'mezo. How long about this can this go on? This atvasa. If one guy is matrisin the guy immediately prior, and go on forever. So then matrisin vazin le'olam, because there's never going to be a limit of tol kidei dibur. Ba'shein ken yamret pekamo matrisin. Tzvein ikhdei dibur lo matrisina. My. We would not be able to go beyond the shir of tol kidei dibur. What's the halacha? This is directly from the Mishnah we want to prove. Okay, to be continued. Now we see the issues that are involved.
What's the difference if
you... Matinti deloki aitana, the Tanya Rabbi Yishmael, Benosh Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broch Omer, Lo nechlaku, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, Shteki Tehidim, Achat Omeret Shtayim, Achat Omeret Chamesh, Yesh Bechal Chamesh Shtayim. Amba nechlaku, Akat Echad, Echad Omer Shtayim, Echad Omer Chamesh, Beit Shammai Omrim nechlaka idutan, Beit Hillel Omrim Yesh Bechal Chamesh Shtayim. Omer Rav, Hakol Modim B'Moneh, and we have two approaches, Hakol Modim B'Moneh, that it is HaKashar, Hakol Modim B'Moneh, that it's not HaKashar. Omalei Rav Chama Rav Kista, what does he mean, Moneh? Mamai Kamar. Ilei Machal Amar Chamesh Velo Shtayim, Echal Amar Shtayim Velo Chamesh. So we have two approaches. V'akamakshi Adari, why would Rav have to tell me? That's obvious. Or, how could you say they're not being makish? They are. Elechad Omer Achat V'Shtayim, Echal Amar Shalosh, Arba Chamesh. Well then, why would Rav come up with such a weird interpretation? Alomalei. I mean, Hashte Yeshlomer Kamirata Amar Kilata Lo Amar. The guy said 3, 4, 5. I mean, he can't be disagreeing on the one and the two, can he? Or, if even a case which is Machmeran, where there would be two sets of witnesses, I mean, Koshkein, where the guy is counting up, which is the Tosfos Rit, Amri B'Ma'arava, either. And they argue with Rab B'Ma'arava, the way Tosfos learns, the Rush learns, Eina Kasha B'Muneh. Or, the way the Miri quotes Rashi, and the way Tosfos Rit learns, indeed, they say the Ma'arav exactly as we understood Rav to be saying here, that Eina Kasha B'Moneh Hadran Alak Misha Amar. Misha Amar Leni Nazir, V'Shamacha V'Rov Amar, V'Ani, Kulam Nazirim, Utar HaRishon Utru Kulam, Utar HaCharon, HaCharon Utar V'Kulam Asurim, Amar, Hareni Nazir, V'Shamacha, V'Rov, Amar, Pi Kepi, V'Sari Kesa'arov, Harei Ze Nazir, Hareni Nazir, V'Shama Ishto, V'Amra, V'Ani, Meferet Shela, V'Shalo Kayam. Hareni Nazira, V'Shama Ba'ala, V'Amar, V'Ani, Eino Yachol La'afer. Hareni Nazir, V'At, Dir, V'Amra, Amen, nonetheless, Meferet Shela, V'Shalo Kayam. If she says, Harini Nizirav, Ve'atadir, Ve'amar Amen, Eino Yachol La'afer. Yativ Rish Lakish Kamed Rabbi Nesiyah Yativ Kamar Vuhu Shitfisu Kulam B'Toch Kedei Dibur V'Kama Toch Kedei Dibur Kedei She'elat Shalom V'Kama Kedei She'elat Shalom Kedei She'omer Shalom Tamid Rav Omar Lei. Well, if that's the case, Tuv Lo Shavak Ravach LeTamida, what's the poor guy gonna do? Tanya Nami Achi Mi Shamar Reini Nasir V'Shamach Aviro V'Shak Kedei Dibur V'Amar Vani. Who are sort of a Haviro Mutar? The Kama Kede Dibur, Kede Sheila, Tamid Larav, Lame Misayale, Mishamar, Rengi Nazir, Vishamak Haviro, Vamar, Vani, Vani. And note that that's all that the Tana says. The too low? So what do you expect the Tana to do? The Tana Kirukha, like Shevalez, Avalit, so Esagor, Avalit, Mechad. So then just say one Vani, you may make up your mind, and then Lashmina Nahi. Ah, because, you see, there's also a Sefer, Shabitani v'Sefer, Hutar Rishon Utra Kulan, Hutar Achron Achron Mutar V'Kulam Asurim. So clearly there's somebody in the middle. Chladik Emtzayim, Shumachi Katani, Va'ani, Va'ani. Iboilo. Chad v'chavrin mitfas, Odilo v'kamoa mitfas. May not come in, Latvasi omezel. I amet chad v'chavrin matvis, so then matvis in Vazlin Olo Olam. But I amet v'kamoa mitfasi, Tvei mechdei dibur lo metvisa. Mai.